Surface hoar. Surface hoar is a layer of feathery frost crystals that forms on the surface when moist air cools to the dew point right above the snow surface. Have you ever looked at the snow as it was glittering and shimmering and thought, dang, that's beautiful? Chances are you were looking at surface hoar. Surface hoar is a deadly weak layer that can last in our snowpack from days to months depending on size and distribution. The recipe for surface hoar formation is cool, clear nights, high relative humidity, a slight breeze, sky view, think typically sparsely treed areas. Presence of valley fog can also speed up surface hoar formation at elevations near the cloud. Surface hoar can get blown over in the alpine or melted on south-facing slopes later in the season. We tend to find well-preserved surface hoar at treeline and on north-facing aspects, but it can form anywhere with the right conditions. Sometimes this can create a funny problem, where the tree line is more dangerous than the alpine, but it's challenging to safely move through the trees to get to the alpine. Surface hoar is not a problem when it's on the surface, but once it gets buried, we can expect to see a long-lasting problem. The size, distribution, temperature, and load will be the deciding factors of how long it will remain a problem in our snowpack. Due to surface hoar's irregular shape, it does not have much surface area to form strong bonds with one another. They tend to be impressively strong in compression, can support a large load on top of them, but are weak in shear. Shear stress is a downward force acting parallel to the weak layer. Think of the force a plow turn puts on the snowpack. This can leave us with a deeply buried surface hoar layer that's not failing under the load on top of it, but is likely to fail when a shear force is exerted onto it. In the photo above, you can see a large surface hoar layer that was found in a December snowpack in Golden, BC. And this photo really highlights the irregular shape of surface hoar. You can imagine that it would be very difficult for it to form strong bonds when it has such sharp edges.